We are going to jump to number 11. We have Linda Anderson. She is the executive director of the Black Hills Playhouse is with us, and she is going to share a presentation with us this afternoon. Linda, welcome, and thank you for waiting so patiently as we work through some important business for the people of South Dakota.
Thank you very much. Thank
you.
Are you going to be my?
I sure can.
That'd be awesome.
Perfect.
Before I start with the presentation, I'll introduce myself. I'm Linda Anderson, the Executive Director of the Black Hills Playhouse, located in Custer State Park. That's one of our locations. In December of this year, I'll be starting my 15th year. Wow, time flies. We just have finished the best season in our history in the park. And at the same time, as I listen to your fee discussions, we all know our expenses were also 15% higher this year. So the whole world is going through this together, right? I want to thank the commission for allowing me to come today for a short presentation. I really appreciate the work you do. As a lifelong user of parks and recreation, I grew up in the Pierre area and now live in the beautiful Black Hills. It's just, we are so blessed to have the resources that we have in South Dakota. So thank you. And all of, looking at your agenda, oh my gosh, all of the things that you deal with. I also want to thank, well, before I thank them, I want to say that in 2019, I was here the last time, and that's when our lease with Game Fish and Parks was approved. And that was a negotiation period where we worked with Game Fish and Parks as well as a lot of different stakeholders to come to a great lease. And that lease required that 5% of our operating budget in the park would be dedicated to maintenance and repair. And so this presentation is just a little update on that, and we're just so excited to talk about all the good work we do. I want to thank Game Fish and Parks staff, Secretary Roebling and Deputy Secretary Simpson, Director Jeff, and Superintendent Matt Snyder and his crew, and also Communications Manager Nick Harrington and his crew from Pierre. It takes a village, and all of these team members are really important to the work we do, and we appreciate the time and attention we get from GF&P staff. And then last but not least, I want to thank my physical plant manager, Darren Witt, who is here. Darren, you can wave. Anyway, he does extraordinary work on our campus, and he works to keep our campus well-maintained, as well as help us plan improvements and emergency management. So he does a fantastic job. All right, with that, let's start. Can you go back one? Great. So we're going to talk quickly through some of the work that we do. Theater 605, we'll talk about what that means. The Black Hills Playhouse, which is located in Custer State Park. Dakota Players, which is a touring program that visited many communities across the state last year. BHP Junior Camps, we do performing arts camps in the Black Hills. Kids come from all over the state to join us and learn about the arts. And then we have a program called the Expanding Stage. But some fun facts, in case you don't know. The BHP is located on the site of an old civilian conservation camp that was built in 1934 and abandoned in 1942. It is one of the oldest theaters in the nation, and it was established in 1946. So we've been around a long time. The Playhouse turns 80 in 2026. So that's an exciting milestone for us. The only season that we didn't play was in 2020 during COVID. And so what was so exciting about last year is to see our audiences come back in greater numbers after things had slowed down. So it was fantastic. Generations of families have enjoyed our work at the Black Hills Playhouse. And something that surprises people is that we're kind of opposite Custer State Park. You know, they talked about that 80% of non-residents. No, is that right? 80% non-residents to 20% residents. Well, we're 85% people local to the Black Hills, and that 15% are visitors. So that's an interesting thing. Strategic planning is in process right now. We're charting the path to achieve big things. In 2025, we'll be rebranding our programs as Theater 605. So it doesn't mean that the name of the Black Hills Playhouse will change, because that's a location and it's in the park and it's been there almost 80 years. But we'll rebrand all of these other programs that we have statewide under that Theater 605. We will complete a master plan to make our facilities accessible and also to create a sound foundation for the future. So last year, our 78th season of Theater in the Park, we had 4 incredible productions, 55 performances, 86% of our seats were filled all summer long. We hired 86 artists, technicians, and support staff from all over the nation. We gave out $13,000 in scholarships to the students that worked with us. And we served 15,180 patrons over the summer. And that's in 3 months, right? So that's a lot of traffic through our little campus. This is a picture of Disney's The Little Mermaid, which was very popular, right? Some of our community partnerships this year, we worked with the Autism Society of the Black Hills and also Lifescape, who serve people with disabilities. And we did a sensory-friendly performance of The Little Mermaid. So, you know, kids with disabilities could come in and enjoy a performance. Our Theater 605 education programs, the expanding stage is the coolest thing. Those of you that are in the Sioux Falls area, we work with Dakota Abilities and Lifescape, and we make theater accessible for people of all abilities. This has been a proven way to increase the health of people with disabilities. And it's one of the most joyous works that we do when we get people on stage that haven't been. We had 1 all-ability camp, 4 productions. We employed 6 artists, and we had 12 volunteer stage partners. 20 elected officials came and viewed our work in the Sioux Falls area. We had 75 actors with disabilities that worked through those programs, and we had over 1,000 audience members. Our education programs in the Black Hills, BHP Junior Camps, 2 performing arts camps, 2 productions of Frozen Junior, 13 artists employed, 87 5th through 12th graders, 325 audience members, and we gave $11,000 in tuition assistance so kids of all economic levels could come to the camp. You can meet a camper. This is Zara. She can't wait to do improv. She wants to grow up to be an actress. And then the Dakota Players Tours. Dakota Players takes a week-long residency. It goes and works with schools and PTAs and other different kind of community groups. And then our artists spend a week in the community. We go to some of the smallest places that you can know about. You guys, I bet, have a really good sense of geography. But we were in Bullhead, South Dakota this year. We were in Dewey, South Dakota this year. So we go to a lot of places where families don't get regular access to arts programming, and that's a pretty special thing, and it's a wonderful thing that we do. And we work with the South Dakota Arts Council, and we were able to award $67,667 in grant help to those communities, and so that's just a fantastic program. That's one of the shows, Travel. We were in Miller. All right. So if you look at the stats all together, 10 incredible productions, 117 performances, 118 artists, technicians, and support staff were employed, 22,130 people served, and over 24,000 in scholarship dollars were given. So our budget. This is important. This is our overall budget. So $1,363,000 in operations. Now, of that, $650,000 is the BHP in Custer State Park. And then we did $43,000 in maintenance and repair so far this year. Since 2011, when I started, at the end of 2010, We've done just under $2 million in capital improvements to the site. So with that, I want to thank you. That was the quick and dirty thing as we go through. And I think that why we're so successful is because of the partnerships we have. In 2022, we went arm in arm with Game, Fish, and Parks to the legislators. There was legislation that was adopted in 2009, I believe, that mandated a 5% increase, I mean a 5% maintenance and repair as part of our budget obligation. We've done much more than that, and that's been with the support of Game, Fish, and Parks and the staff and of course our donors and our patrons. So I just wanted to give you, you know, 6 minutes of sunshine today to say that we have some amazing things that are happening. I invite each and every one of you and your families to come out and enjoy a show at the Black Hills Playhouse. We'd be happy to host you. And I would entertain any questions.
Excellent. Any questions, comments? Commissioner Cole.
I'm going to give you some sunshine. 1974, I grew up at the first cabin down from the Playhouse.
Okay.
And I played Nicely Johnson.
Oh.
And what movie would it be, or what would it be?
Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls. I did 110 in the Shade. But the best thing was the little coffee shop where all the college kids used to be. So I was like 12 and 14, and I got to do a lot of cool things. Great, great facility. You've done a remarkable job. And who was it? Dr. Warren?
Yeah, Warren M. Lee was the dean of the College of Fine Arts who invented the
mold. He taught me how to smoke a pipe and wear a cowboy hat. It was awesome.
Additional questions or comments from the commission? Well, thank you for coming. The work that you guys do, I think most folks are not aware of the footprint that you've created outside of the park, in addition to the great things going on in the park through the Black Hills Playhouse. So thank you for all that you and everybody that is within your team are able to do for the people of our state and those that come to visit.
Great. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to the next 10 years and the growth that'll come with that. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.